everyone. I'm Jada.
And this is Jabban.
And this is another episode of Storytime J&J.
Today, we have an original story written by Jada, and it is called Waking the Dragon.
Enjoy! Waking the Dragon. Once upon a time, there lived a small village near the mountains. It was usually busy since markets were opening, children playing in the wispy winds, and people walking around. However, in this village, they are always trapped in an eternal winter. It's always cold and snowy in here, and even in summer season, it still chills in the air. It has always been this way for decades, with the cold growing ever more. Then, on one usual frosty day, there was an announcement in the stony castle. The king was there, glancing in the outside world as the wind howled like a pack of wolves. "Listen, everyone," he shouted. Then, several of the villagers stopped doing their things as they watched the castle. "Well, I've assigned several of my guards to inspect the caves in the mountains." There, the people were murmuring quietly. "However, we all noticed something. There was smoke inside." Then, the group got even more confused, whispering in their ears. "If there's smoke in this cave," one of them said, "then there must be a dragon." Another finally completed the sentence. "Correct," the king replied. "We need to wake it up. It is the only way to stop this winter." Then he went back into the castle as the door shut loudly. After that, several of the villagers talked about it, trying to find a plan to wake it. As they do, some rushed to the cave, but they would either run back out of fear or they would simply never come back. Days passed by, and all but none have successfully waked the dragon, to the point of giving up entirely. Soon, almost all forget about the dragon and let the wind drift upon their faces. That is, until a little girl looked at the window. Her name is Amber, and seeing the villagers suffering from the cold, she can't help but pity them. "Amber, dearie," her mother called, "I'm going to the market, so please stay right here." She nodded quietly as her mother left into the snowy coldness of the outside. There, Amber sighed. "The snow here is really intense," she complained as she fed the cat her leftover kibbles. "When will it go?" Then she looked at the kingdom. She had remembered the last meeting about a month ago where they talked about the possibility of a dragon in a cave. She clung onto that belief tight, but she knows that her mother couldn't allow her to go on this dangerous mission, but her thoughts tell her to go. With one final look on the window, she took her bag, packing the things she needed. Then she looked back. "Don't worry, Mom," she talked to herself. "I will be back. With an extra treasure." Then she walked, with the thick snow sinking to her feet. It was a big struggle, but she kept on going, determined to bring back the warmth they wanted to have for their entire life. Then, what seems like forever, she finally got to the rocky entrance of the cave. The king was right. Smoke was billowing out of the entrance. With a deep breath, she entered in the cave. "Wow, it is true," she thought to herself. "There's a dragon there, sleeping quietly." Amber could not believe her eyes. This dragon is quite precious. Her scales are as golden as the sun's rays, and her horns have an iridescent shine to it. Then she saw the wings. It glows luminously, complete with a similar iridescent claws. The cave itself is filled with precious gold. There, she crept quietly, but the sound of gold goes with it. Clink, clink, clink. Then, the dragon opened her big orange eyes and slowly raises her head and gazed at the girl. Then, she spoke in a regal tone. "Now who dares to step into my lair?" There, Amber looked at her eyes. Well, you? Look, it's either you leave or suffer from me. You can't just barge into my lair, you thief. I'm not a thief, she shouted. I just want you to warm up our village. Then the dragon looked, her eyes filled with flames. Warm up the village? Why would I ever give those pests my fire? Have you seen what these creatures did? The little girl looked curiously. Well, no? Why exactly? The dragon glared as she walked deeper into the cave. Amber didn't know what she could do, so she tried following. Her footsteps echoed in the caves. You see, she finally talked, this time more solemnly. Back then, I used to warm the village of yours. I saw your own creatures suffering, so I used my fire for warmth and light. They were so grateful, so happy, that I would just fly every day just to warm your village, and they would trade that for their treasures. Amber looked surprised. Then, why did you... I'm getting there, she roared, her cave booming by the voice. Then, one day, the treasures I once had were slowly decreasing. I don't know why it happens. I don't know how it happens. There, she abruptly stopped. Amber tried to look what's in front of the light emitting from her wings, and she noticed something. A large ring of gemstones and anything valuable is in here, covered with glittering gold. After pondering for minutes, she realized what the circle treasures are. Is that a nest? The dragon looked, but instead of her usual stoic face, she's grown a bit somber, even melancholic. Amber tried to put the situation and looked, her face filled with fear. So, one day, they took your... The dragon hushed her fiercely as she stared at the nest in silence. So, that's why you never bring your warmth again, huh? Amber asked. Is it because your little ones? Your eggs were stolen. The dragon eyed at the girl. Her orange eyes glittered with gold. Amber stared sadly, stroking her golden scales. I will never know what happens to my little dragons, she spoke, her voice crackling like fire. So, I stayed in my cave for days, for months. I don't even know how long it has been, but I never even see the light of that village. I would burn anyone who dares visit my cave, because that's what these thieves deserve. Amber glared at the dragon, with gold flowing through her cheeks. I'm so, so, so sorry about this. I can't imagine how terrible it is for you to lose your dragonettes. Amber kept stroking her scales, looking at the entrance. I understand if you don't want to, but I need your warmth. It's for the village. I promise I will tell that story from you to warn them. The dragon raised her wings, still mourning in the nest. Then she immediately puts it down, shaking her head vigorously. I don't want to, but you are so different from any of your own kind. I would want to help, but I'm afraid if they would take the treasures of their own kind would once trade me for. Amber looked at the golden dragon. I see. Well, I better go back now. Mother would be worried when she found the house empty. There, she ran towards the entrance. The dragon peered reluctantly through the entrance, her orange eyes overlooking the snowy village. It was so different. She remembered the village being so lush and filled with flora and fauna. Did she really isolate herself in this cave for so long? It is no wonder why so many people came to the cave for the past few weeks, and all she ever did was roar at and burn anyone who just wanted her flame. There, she walked solemnly near their nest, resting silently. Soon, with the moon peeking over the horizon, Amber trudged through her home, panting heavily at the entrance. Amber? You're back! Where have you been? I told you to stay. It was her mother. Amber looked, quickly replying, sorry about that. I was just, playing with the other kids. Her mother looked as she stroked the sleeping feline. Fine then. But don't go out on my sight next time. I made some dinner for you, by the way. As she goes back to her room, Amber stared outside the windows, with the land still covered in snow. Well, I guess she already made her decisions, huh? She sighed to herself, with the cat purring beside her. But hey, at least I tried. I just wish she could at least give this village her warmth. A second chance, even. But I guess it is what it is meant to be, huh? After a scrumptious dinner, Amber went back to hit the hay. The sound of roosters filled her ears. There, sunlight has peered through the window. Wait, sunlight? How confusing! As Amber slowly opened her eyes, she was surprised. The sun is in the sky, and there, she noticed the grass. The usual white snow seen on the ground had seemingly melted, revealing the green grass. As she walked outside, she saw kids playing in the fresh puddles. She noticed people staring at the sky, thinking it was all just a dream. The dragon truly did bring warmth to the village, she thought to herself. And soon, the castle's doors opened. My goodness, the king exclaimed. It seems that the dragon awakens to bring their warmth to this village. If you're the one who woke them up, come to the castle. Amber looked at the castle. How could she ever convince the king she woke the dragon? By the eyes of the villagers, there's no way a little girl could manage to do that to a dangerous creature. Just then, she noticed a familiar golden light coming closer. It was the dragon! Oh, hello, she greeted. So you did bring warmth to this village. I thought that, well, after seeing the state of your village has been, she interrupted, then sighs. I now understand why everyone started visiting my cave in the past. Amber glanced at the dragon. Maybe I should, perhaps, give this village another chance. It is never fair to assume all villagers will act the same way as the village was in the past. Amber looked again and smiled. Oh, honestly, I wholeheartedly agree. Thank you for understanding, but aren't you still, you know, upset over your dragonettes? The golden dragon lowers her head. I still am. But seeing the state of that village makes me feel even worse. The little girl looked back at the village, the people being so overjoyed feeling the warmth for the first time. Well, bringing that warmth must be tiring. How about if you could just spend a few months guarding that cave of yours and spend another time warming our village? Well, sure. I do kind of like that idea. I do need to go back from time to time. I don't want to tire myself here. The dragon replied. The girl grinned, stroking her head gently. Thank you. I'll try to make sure that everyone in the village knows about you. And the king should too. Maybe he could even send guards to take care of your treasures when you're gone. She giggles to herself. Then watch as the golden dragon soared into the sky, the glow fading along with her. Hey, little one, a voice called out. It was the king. Oh, hey, your majesty, she greeted. Are you calling me? Why, yes, I saw you talking to the dragon. Are you the one who woke it up? Yes, I did, she replied nervously. My, it's not so bad for a little one like you. I was waiting in a long queue of people supposedly claiming that they woke it. Until I noticed you outside talking to it, I could have thought that you did it. After all, how could a dragon trust you to be able to speak to it? Amber looked happily. So with that said, what kind of reward would you like to have? Perhaps some valuable treasures if you like? He asked. Amber thought to herself, well, treasures are quite nice. But then there was the dragon and whatever she's gone through. Well, that offer sounds nice, but I talked to the dragon once and I really, really, really wanted to do one thing for her. Could you send your guards to protect the cave she lives in? Oh, protect the cave, eh? Well, why is that so? Well, she told me the story, and I really thought it is important to share. And maybe you should, might as well, share it to this entire village? The king thought for a moment. Well, sure. I'll do it a favor for you. Just tell me about it from the very start. It was then that days have passed. Of course, Amber's story has been told throughout the village. And as for her mother, she was enamored by her tale and loved that she has a brave and loving daughter to be around. And as for the dragon, she kept true to her words and spent half the year bringing Worf to the village and the other half with herself. Of course, Amber would visit the dragon from time to time, just to give her some company. Now, the village is no longer in sheer ice forever. The end.
And that concludes our episode.
Thank you all for listening.
And we will see you next time.